Adnan Rashid is a historian and Islamic studies expert, and he joins us from London to explain to us what is going on. Adnan Rashid, it seems like there's this attempt to wipe out Rohingya Muslims. Here we have another incident of which, through cumulatively 2 or 3 days, you have maybe 100 Rohingya Muslims killed. What is going on? What is the reason behind this, and why is the government aiding these extreme Buddhists to kill and torture and basically boot them out of their houses?
Thank you very much for inviting me again to discuss this very important issue. It is very, very clear from the report you just showed that the government of Burma is not interested in the well-being of these particular Muslims. Muslims have been living in Burma for centuries. There is a historical precedence to this violence. In fact, Muslims have been persecuted in Burma for almost 5 centuries. This is happening from the days of the Mughals, when the Mughals were governing India. Some of the Mughal princes who had to leave India to take refuge from their political rivals, they took refuge in this territory known today as Myanmar or Burma. And even at that time, a lot of the persecution was taking place. Today, it's happening systematically. Muslims are being wiped out systematically, just like what happened in Bosnia and what happened in other places. It appears that the Western media and the Western governments have turned a blind eye to the plight of the Muslims in Burma. It was clearly seen that the mainstream media machines in the West failed to address this issue satisfactorily in the month of June, when all of this violence started. And the language which is being used in this case is very, very well calculated. For example, one of the terms you pick up in Western media or on the news channels is that there are clashes, as if there are two armed groups fighting each other. But when you look at the Muslims, they have no weapons. They are simply victims of violence from the other side. And this violence, in some cases, is government funded and government supported. The government has a policy with regards to Muslims in Myanmar. Government has made it very clear that these people are not welcome, they don't belong to Burma, they are not Burmese, and they are illegal citizens. Hence, they should be wiped out. I mean, this is what the implication is. If the government is failing to protect these people and at the same time issuing statements stating that these people are illegal citizens or illegal immigrants to our country, then in other words, the government is actually endorsing what those thugs and mass murderers are doing to poor Muslims in this region. Muslims are not fighting. I don't see the Muslims have any means to fight back. I don't see where the weapons are coming from. There are no weapons with these people. On the other hand, we have a systemic attempt to wipe these people out with the support of the army, the police, and the media, and even the Buddhist religious clergy is also inflating a lot of this violence and hatred against Muslims. So what needs to be done is that the U.S. government and all the other Western governments, so including the UN, they need to put up or put this hypocritical garb aside, and they need to come out clear and say enough is enough. Now is the time to act. Empty statements, making simple statements that we condemn this violence, the government has to do more. This is not going to help anything. They need to take some solid action in this regard and ensure that the Muslims of Burma are protected, not being violated and destroyed. And, you know, a genocide is taking place as we speak in Burma. So I hope that the UN takes some serious action in this regard. It is amazing that recently a girl was shot in Pakistan, Malala, and the Western media picked up the story and made a big deal out of it. One girl, because that story suited the imperial agenda of the Western governments, right? Here we have an entire community being wiped out, a genocide, a Holocaust is taking place, and people are still making simple statements. I don't know what's happening here. Right. We're living in a very funny world. I hope that this world becomes a better place governed by people who are able to govern it with justice and peace.
Right, that's a very good point. Unfortunately, we ended there. Thank you very much, Adnan Rashid, historian, Islamic studies expert there from London.